You have a lead, now what? Hi, it's Jackie Elmer from JackieElmer.com, and I'm sharing some very important details with you on this call on how to effectively work the leads that you generate through your online business system. Now, do keep in mind that you could use this same process if you're running advertising. You just have to change out some of the words that I use, etc., such as website and all that type thing, but you'll know exactly what to do. So, you got a lead in. How exciting. A prospect visited your site and filled out the contact form, sent you an email, or in some way contacted you and asked for more information about your business. Or perhaps it's a lead from a team ad co-op, something that you're running online, etc. Whatever the case, it's time to jump up and down and do the happy Snoopy dance. Then we're going to get busy starting to build that relationship. Because you know what? Building that relationship is the most important step that you can take in solidifying an ultimate business partnership. So what do you do with that lead? Well, this is truly where the fun starts. First, let's talk about and make sure that you have all the tools that you need ready to go so that you can make sure that this is a pleasant experience and you capitalize on the now. And the now is just the exciting, enthusiastic time frame for your prospect who's interested and wants to know more. Well, it certainly starts with your personal website, blog, and or lead capture page. You want to make sure that you have that set up first because this is the page your prospect is going to land on that creates the interest to fill out the form and request to know more about you and your business. A lot of times people start online with social media marketing and different things like that, and they have really no place to take their prospects, no way to get them additional information on the business. So make sure you have that in place first. And then on top of that, you're going to need your autoresponder campaign set up and ready to go. Now, an autoresponder is a fax on demand by email, and it frees up your time. It's the little name, email, phone number boxes that you see on websites where your prospect puts in their information, hits the submit button, and that information comes to you, which makes them become a lead for your business. Now, within the autoresponder, you're going to have a message series set up that you're going to provide that is specific to your products, your business, etc. And that's going to get your prospect information as fast as possible. When they drop their name and email into the box and confirm it, boom, it's going to automatically shoot back information on you, your business, etc. So it's going to give them the ability to begin to find out more about a potential partnership with you, which is very critical because it may be 2 in the morning, it may be 2 in the afternoon and you're picking up kids. Anything could be happening. And if you're not there right away to deal with it, you still want them to be getting information right away when they complete that form and become a lead. Now, the next thing that you absolutely must do is pick up the phone. I know it's hard sometimes. It seems like the phone weighs a gazillion pounds, but it's so, so important. If the person provided their phone number, please, please set yourself apart from everyone else online by actually picking up the phone and calling them. You can't rely on email alone to do the job. How do you even know if your message is getting through these days? You know, I figure my philosophy is if they take the time to complete the form and give me their phone number, I can take the time to call them. And you'll be amazed at how the response will go. If you're nervous about doing this, find a buddy. Get your sponsor, your upline, someone crossline, whatever, and role play the process. Remember, this is not about you, so get yourself out of the equation. This is about your prospect and what he or she is interested in and how you can best serve them and support them and ultimately bring them into your business. Now, if your lead came into the internet, this is truly where we do move beyond most internet marketers, and that is by picking up the phone. Far too many people rely on email alone to do all the work. I mean, come on, at some point, you're going to have to take the process offline and begin developing a true relationship with these people. Remember, there's a person on the other end of that message, just like you're a real person, and you want to merge the two together. And the sooner you do it, the better. Let the system do its job in bringing you the lead, and then you do your job by following it and accomplishing the next step. You have to become more than a website, an email address, and a picture to your prospect. Your goal is to get to know this person better and allow them to get to know you better too. And there are a couple of different ways that you can open the conversation depending on what type of lead they are. If they came in through your personal site, maybe they sent you a Facebook message, they were a blog lead, someone that you met at a show while out and about, gave them your card, they visited your site, whatever it is. Begin first by telling them who you are and ask them if they remember you. Chances are they will, especially if they came in through your website and especially if the lead's fairly recent. And if they're local, by all means, set up a time to meet face-to-face. Nothing beats an in-person meeting. Now, when you pick up the phone to call them, 85% of the time, at least, you're going to get an answering machine. And that's okay. Just expect it. If that happens, for me personally, I always leave a message. I say my name, my website, my phone number, and I tell them to watch their email and their mailbox for more information from me. And it kind of goes something like this. Hi, it's Jackie Almer calling from DirectSalesRockstar.com. Thanks so much for requesting to know more about my business and a potential partnership together. I would love to spend a few minutes getting to know you better and find out what might interest you in my business and a potential partnership with me. My phone number is 909-337-3521, and I'm also going to send you an email with some business details. Call me or reply back and let me know when a good time is to connect. Thanks again. Then I schedule an information pack and DVD to go out right away on my business, and you'll know what to send based on your company, the call, etc. Now, if I get them on the phone, here's what I say when they come from my website. Hey, Joe, this is Jackie Almer from StreetSmartWealth.com or Direct Sales Rockstar. It kind of depends on which site they come in from. Do you remember who I am? If they say yes, then I continue. If they say no, I jog their memory with my website, when they completed the form, etc. Then I clear the time to have a conversation. Joe, do you have a few minutes to talk? And if not, schedule a time. And if they say yes, certainly continue. Well, Joe, I received the information you completed on my website, and thanks so much for... And right in here, I typically like to put in some piece of information. My contact form gives them room to provide information to me that's additional comments, etc. And a lot of times people will do that. And if they do, then I definitely take the time to mention that because I want them to know that I did read it, that I remember who they are, that I know who I'm having a phone conversation with, etc. Now, in the conversation, this is where you want to ask lots of questions. What are you looking for in a business? How long have you been looking? What made you begin looking 6 months ago? This particular question is a very important question because it's going to tell you what it was that happened that started it. Maybe they got downsized. Maybe they had a new baby. Who knows what it is, but whatever they answer when you say, what was it that made you begin looking, you know, XYZ amount of time ago for a business, listen carefully because that's going to tell you their reason why. Have you had a business before? What's important to you in a business partnership? What appealed to you about my business that, you know, made you interested in completing the form and requesting to know more? How much time are you willing to spend? And then after I ask a few questions, you don't have to ask all of these. Sometimes it can feel uncomfortable if you're asking too many. I always like to honor my relationship with them and give them some space and some room to ask me questions. So I'll say to them, what questions do you have for me? Most of the time, they don't have many, and a lot of times people are hesitant to ask this question because they're afraid they're going to get asked a question that they don't know how to answer. But I promise you, for the most part, it very, very seldom happens. And if it does, there is nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I've never been asked that question before, but let me find out the answer, and I'll get back with you. Do you have any other questions? If they don't have many questions, then I ask them if they want to hear about my program, and I just simply say, Joe, would you like to hear a little bit more about our program and how it works? If they say yes, and typically they do, especially when you ask them permission to tell them more, it puts them in receptive mode. So here is where you're going to need to decide, depending on your company and the tools that are available to you, what you're going to lead with in the conversation. Check with your sponsor or upline. They'll have some great coaching for you on how to do that. What I try to do, I try to get them online and to my company site where I can guide them through the information they most need to know and experience about how my program works. Or you can dial them into a 3-minute message if you have one. You can send them information or both. I like to rely on as many tools as possible to do the work for me. And you can always ask the question, what's the best way for me to get you information? Do you have time to go quickly through a website now? Would you like to listen to a 3-minute call? Should I mail you information? What's the best for you? And again, that kind of honors their space and their integrity because you're getting them involved in the process. Now, assuming that I take them through a website review or a phone call, etc., I ask them next what they liked about it. And then I ask them if they can see themselves using the service or the products. Ask them if they can see themselves referring others to the service, to the products, etc. Then we go from there. Typically, I'll ask them to review the website again and let them know that I'm putting information in the mail to them. Now, I want to schedule a time to get back with them. If you are mailing them information, typically a week is good to give them time to get it by mail, etc. If they're listening into a call or getting on a website again, etc., you want to try to schedule a time within 48 hours to get back with them. Then you want to keep in phone contact with them over the next few weeks to determine their interest level. If they're ready, let's get them started. And don't ever be afraid to ask, are you ready to join? Are you ready to get your business started? I use a fairly simple system to work with leads beyond the autoresponder messages that they're going to get once they drop their information in on my website and become a lead. I basically use a contact manager to take notes and create reminders of the next steps. And I also use a Google Calendar and my day timer, honestly, to make reminder notes on my very best prospects. So if I have someone that I had a really good conversation with, I'm going to set up a calendar reminder in Google, and I'm also going, or in my Gmail, that's the Google Calendar, and I'm also going to put a little reminder in my day timer so that I don't let those very best prospects, you know, slip through the cracks. Then I also regularly send out broadcast emails through my autoresponders, and I update them on any new developments, new enhancements to the compensation plan, a conference call they may want to listen in on, new products or services that have been launched, just different information like that. This is crucial to your success because it really keeps them engaged. And remember, timing is everything with your prospect. And we'll talk about that here as we kind of go along. The more people you can get into your autoresponder campaign and get on your lead list, the better your odds are of continually sponsoring people. So here's the statistic that you must know really about timing. The majority of your business partners will not come in during the first day, the first week, or the first month. Many of them won't even come in for the first year. That's where it's so important that you stick around and stick it out, because over time, I promise you, you will sponsor some of these people. You will sponsor people who told you no in the beginning. I did. I told my sponsor no, and 15 months later, I practically begged him to sign me up because my life situation had changed. What if he hadn't been in the business any longer? You have to give them a reason to remember you and keep tabs on you. That's part of what you do through your autoresponders, through any mailing campaigns that you can do, etc. You may know yourself based on how long it took you to get signed up in the business. Maybe you didn't get signed up right away either. So as your contact manager and your lead list grows, you're going to rely more and more on your autoresponder messages and that system to keep up with people. And then, of course, you're going to stay in closer touch with the ones who respond back to you or give you a little stronger indication of their interest. I typically sponsor more team partners each month that have been in the system for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12, even 18 months, sometimes 3 or 4 years, than other times. Most people don't get started that very first month, and that's okay. Remember, they don't know you online, so you have to give them time to get to know you, get to like you, and get to trust you. That's what developing that relationship and that rapport is all about. Please trust me on this one. Have faith and commit to a minimum of 1 year of massive action, and I promise you, it will happen. So how do you deal with potential objections? Well, that's another call, so make sure you're on my update list at JackieAlmer.com. And again, this is Jackie Almer. Thanks for listening, and hopefully now you know what to do when you get a lead. Have a great day.